Now, if you are standing close to your refrigerator, go open the door because it's time for a refrigerator makeover. And fortunately for us, we have the skinny chef with us. Jennifer Easerlo is here talking about what we can do to change the way our refrigerator looks. And in turn, because of how it looks, how it's going to feel. Wow.
Jennifer, it was really funny because Richard and I were just saying, well, what's in your refrigerator? And we're naming things that we had in our refrigerator. Does that have sugar? Does that have hydrogenated in it? You know?
Yeah, we're pretty taking pride in the fact that our refrigerator
and all the offenders.
We're fairly healthy, actually. There's a couple of things that may be questionable.
Yeah.
I know my neighbors are afraid to invite me over. They're afraid I'm going to peer into their fridge.
Oh, I'm sure.
I might find a skeleton in there.
Don't invite Jennifer over.
She'll be judging us.
Oh, not at all. You know, I've made the same mistakes. I haven't always been the skinny chef, and I've been there. I've struggled with weight. I know. But the key to the fridge makeover could literally you can be saving yourself 50% of your fat intake for the day. So that's why it's important to really take a quick look in your fridge and write down everything that's in it. And, you know, when you do your shopping list, you can choose those reduced fat products. You can make those changes, which are going to impact you, especially when you're eating these products over and over again. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important to really have an idea of what you're eating.
Let's go back just for a second and tell everybody why you are the skinny chef.
Well, I'm the skinny chef because I have struggled with weight, and I come from a family where many of my family members are obese. So I do know what it's like to be in their shoes. And now I'm working as a spokesperson for healthy living. And what I want people to know is that healthy living isn't complicated. It isn't hard. It's about making choices and making a few changes in your life. It's that easy.
Starts in the refrigerator, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
And we always talk about how, you know, we're all trying to get on this health track because we're an obese society. I mean, we're an overweight society here in America. And
Right. We
talk about how we have to change our mind first, all the programming that we have had over the years. And sometimes that's daunting, but, I mean,
people don't realize that people out there are eating 3 or 4 times the serving size than they should be because they just don't know, and they're used to sitting down at restaurants and getting these huge portions. So we've lost track of what a serving size is. So, you know, I create easy tools, things that people can remember. I always say, think before you eat.
Yeah.
But, you know, with a serving size, think of a coffee cup. It's about a half a coffee cup. That's a cup.
Mm-hmm.
So really,
yeah,
with the serving size, that's what you're looking at. And you always want to really boost your diet with fresh fruits and vegetables. That should be the center of your meals.
Well, and the key is getting those. And that's why I think a lot of us are starting to grow our own now. Because you can't find fresh. I mean, it's really hard to find fresh in they've been on the trucks forever.
Right, and that's understandable. But there's substitutes. You can drink juice. That's a great substitute for fresh fruits. You can get a serving. You can cook with juices. The products that I love are Simply Orange. I do all sorts of wonderful recipes. I even cook my rice in orange juice, and it's great. I make all sorts of desserts. So I'm sweetening my recipes, but I'm also getting the nutrients that juice provides.
Let's stand in front of our refrigerator and / our pantry, and let's go through some of the things that we should get rid of, things that really need to get, and we hate to promote waste, but we have to for the betterment of our health.
Yes.
So what do we need to get rid of?
Well, I see our fridge in 4 categories, dairy, meat, vegetables, and fruit. So in the dairy section, you always want to choose the reduced fat version of things. So if you're drinking whole milk, go for the skim. I mean, we're talking about grams and grams of fat that tend to build up over the months. Same thing with your cheese, your sour cream. There are wonderful reduced fat products out there that taste just as good. You can still cook with them. You can make all those traditional recipes you love. In the meat arena, you want to look for things that are low-fat protein that are not high in saturated fat, like turkey, chicken, fish. There's many turkey products out there that you know, pepperoni. I love bacon. My husband's a huge bacon fan. There's great turkey bacon, and it doesn't have the saturated fat that regular bacon has.
And not all turkey bacon tastes like cardboard. It really doesn't. I've had some really good turkey bacon.
But it is good.
Yeah.
And you can cook with it, too.
Same thing with turkey hot dogs.
Yeah, and you can cook with it, right.
Now, with your vegetables, that's where you really want to bulk up. I have what I call my power veggies, which are spinach, broccoli, carrot, sweet potato. And those vegetables you can cook hundreds and hundreds of dishes with. Now, if you're worried about them spoiling after 5-6 days, you can always steam them. You can freeze some of those vegetables. They're great to cook with. Again, so versatile. And then when you get to the fruit, you really should be having 4 servings of fruit a day. I like to chop up fresh fruit. I make salsa with it. I throw it on the grill. But juices are a great way to get a serving of fruit. And they're so versatile. You can cook with them. You can make marinades. 4th of July is just around the corner. So that's a great way to get fruit into your diet.
All right. You say 4 servings of fruit a day. What exactly is a serving?
Well, as I mentioned before, with the coffee cup.
Okay.
So think of that. A half a coffee cup is about a cup.
Okay.
So, and in some cases, it's a half a cup. So
yeah, but have you looked at some of our coffee cups? The mugs are gigantic now.
Well, that's like
I don't mean the tall one that I drink my morning coffee.
Yeah, but a half of one cup is different than a half of another.
Yeah.
The mug is gigantic.
Yeah. It doesn't mean the super slurpy half of a cup.
Half of that.
No,
think
of the old-fashioned diner coffee mug. That's
right.
It's this modern math. We just can't keep up with it.
Well, it's funny because you were mentioning the portion sizes a second ago with a half a coffee cup. And my husband, Jonathan, and I sat down, and I had gotten some chicken breasts that I marinated, and we grilled them. And they were huge. And he puts one on my plate. I said, oh, no. We have to cut this in half, and we're eating half each.
But see, you can pop that into your fridge once it cools and make a salad for the next
day. Exactly, and that's what we did.
Yeah, and that's a great way to cut back on portion and then save yourself time cooking. No one wants to spend hours in the kitchen, but it is important to cook wholesome food for yourself. That way you know exactly what's going in your food, and it doesn't show up on your waistline.
And it's going to stretch your dollar. Too.
That's another concern. Grocery bills are definitely on the rise.
Right.
And that's why, you know, when you have these fresh, delicious products in your fridge, they're versatile. So there's always a way to use up leftovers. There's no waste.
There you go.
I see that you are also the chef contributor for Yoga Magazine.
iyogalife.com, right?
Yoga Life. Now, when I look at that and I think about yoga, I think about the challenge of eating before you go to yoga, which leaves you in sort of an uncomfortable, awkward position. What do you typically eat before you do yoga?
Well,
and how long do you wait?
Usually for me, it's about 2 hours.
Yeah.
But again, coffee, juice, tea is a good, you know, if you're absolutely starving and you need to fill the belly. But, you know, with exercise, I'm not an athletic person, and getting to the gym, you know, I'm like the average person. I don't love spending hours in the gym, so yoga's been a good fit for me, and I can do it at home. So, you know, with exercise, you want to find something that's fun, that you enjoy, that's not a chore, and, you know, if the gym is accessible to you, that's great. So, you know, you want to just include exercise as much as possible, but also have something that you can enjoy and that's that you look forward to doing.
Hey, can we take a quick look inside the pantry since we were in the refrigerator earlier?
Sure.
Just before we go, in the pantry, which is typically the processory, which is what I call it, because half the stuff in there is processed foods, it seems like.
Right, and that's where you're going to get a lot of your carb overload is what I call it. I'm a huge fan of salty. So with your pantry, you really want to focus on whole grains. Whole grains not only will fill you up because they're high in fiber, but they also add extra protein. So, you know, if you love your chips, I love my tortilla chips, but I opt for the whole grain. And also you want to check out the sodium. Another great thing to have in your cupboard at all times are tomatoes that come in the can. Super versatile. You can make cocktails with them. You can make tomato sauce. There's so many different things. Breadcrumbs. I don't know anyone who doesn't love breaded fish sticks or breaded chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But again, opt for the whole grain breadcrumbs. Soy sauce, olive oil. Those are all the standard things that you can make so many meals with, and they keep for months.
Yep.
Is there a website we can go to, Jennifer?
Sure. If you want to know about some of the products I was talking about, you can visit simplyorange.com. And for recipes, you can visit skinnychef.com.
Skinnychef.com. We'll get you there if you go to our website, hitsandfavorites.com. Click on the morning show. She is the Skinny Chef, Jennifer Easerlo. Thank you, Jennifer.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.